Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
That's the Hollies bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is the author of a number of books on eBay, including the eBay Marketing Bible and other books along in that on that topic, especially legal and accounting. He's got a great book on that for eBay folks. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com, right, Cliff?
You betcha, man.
That's how they find
And by the
books,
way, I have to attack your boomer credentials, by the way. It was the Who that sang the Magic Bus.
That you're right. No, you are right. You are right. No, you're all right. You know, as I said,
sorry, man. As a fellow,
it's my music.
As a fellow boomer geezer to be,
You know what I was thinking about when I said that? Bus stop,
right.
Which was the Hollies. I had bus on my mind. I just saw Graham Nash with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I had him on my mind, but well said. Well, I stand corrected.
May that be the biggest senior moment you ever had.
And the truth is, I just did that so I could see if Cliff knew, was paying attention.
There you go.
that's the story I'm going with, too. Cliff, thanks again for hanging out with us. It's always fun.
Oh, listen.
We're talking about incubators, which is one of my favorite topics. I love business incubators because they really help people start out with who have nothing. I mean, I didn't join a business incubator. But when I started my business in '89, I worked out of my office at home for 2 years, and then I joined I moved into an executive suite downtown gave me services and an office at a price that really helped me to be able to grow my business. Incubators do the same thing. If there had been an incubator here in those days, that's what I would have moved into.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Executive suites are great if you know what you're doing, if you're very self-reliant, and you're willing to do it all on your own. Incubators are for people who kind of want more of an office feel, where they can hang around by the water cooler and stuff and see, fellow urban-based life.
Yeah, and people who are there, your neighbors, are like you. They're fledglings.
Yeah, exactly. And let's talk about if you're signing up for an incubator, what are some of the things that I think you need to watch out for? What are some of the red flags that may tell you that you're not really in the right place? Look out for incubators and owners that want a piece of your equity up front. That should not be the case.
Oh, No, that's not good.
Most incubators will, at some point, make an offer. If they see you going someplace, they may start offering you additional services like discounted legal services and whatever. And what they're building up to is some kind of an equity investment in your company, an actual cash investment. But that shouldn't be on the offer up front. Secondly, I mean, when you
let me stop you for a second. They might, though, introduce you to and be part of an angel investor group that may want to invest in you.
So correct.
And that's, as Cliff said, though, that's down the road. Go ahead.
But that's down the road. The other thing that I would watch out for is, a lot of times there's shared computer services as well. They'll give you, for example, a web hosting service for your website.
Right.
They have servers there usually where you can build stuff online. Always make sure it clearly is understood that you are the owner of that stuff. So if at any point you decide to pull the plug or they boot you, you get all that stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
That they can't steal your intellectual property. Whenever you're dealing with an incubator owner, you're dealing with somebody who ultimately could get a piece of your technology. And you could treat them the same way that you would any of those guys.
But I'm going to tell you something, Cliff, and this is just me. Mm-hmm. If you can afford to have it somewhere else, do it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to be temporary there. Your website, you could have that website for 50 years. You know you're going to be temporary there. If you can't afford it, if it's part of the deal and it's just too darn good a deal to pass up, I'm not saying not to do that. But if you can afford not to do it, let me give you another example. Don't take their phone number. If they're going to give you your first phone number,
absolutely.
Don't take that phone number unless they tell you you can have that phone number. Because my office number, Cliff, I've had since 1989, and I've been in two different places.
Yeah, exactly. No, you got it. That's part of your brand recognition. That's
right.
Part of your branding.
So the same thing.
You absolutely need that.
Yep, absolutely. And don't host. Don't let your website be a subdomain of their website.
Right.
That's another thing to remember.
I mean, that's just good search engine optimization anyway. Yep. You always want to be whatever.com, not, you know, www.cliffenico.com/something/something/something, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
That you don't want to be ever. That's just good search engine
Cliff,
marketing.
Good tour of what to know about business incubators today. Great job. Come back soon.
Jim, always a pleasure, man. Thanks.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Did I do it right?
Yep, absolutely perfect, man.
That's the website. Cliff Inico, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.